The Yankees, the Dolphin soldiers.
Coming in,
see? And so he was a man from the north, and so he crossed the Rio Grande on a bale of cotton. That's a fact. That's true.
To get away so that they wouldn't...
Well, he didn't want to fight for them, and he didn't want to fight against them. And,
how did the town of Brownsville feel? Was it fighting against them?
Oh, yeah, we were all from the south. We were all, there might have been some people from... Well, we were the northern people that settled the valley. Now, are you interested in any of this?
No, I was just folding it down. It was going in for him.
The people down there were, most of them were from the east. And some of them lived in Matamoros and had business in Matamoros. That's across from Brownsville.
Well, did you think about what country you were living in? Did you associate as much with Mexico as with the United States then?
Yes, and even in my day, I remember that they had an opera house in Matamoros. And I remember my grandmother saying that she went to a ball in the opera house, and Maximilian was there. See, he didn't rule in Mexico very long. And I went to many a ball in Matamoros before I married and after I married. They had these, and some of those gowns even came from Paris. We used to go there to buy these fine kid gloves that come from Europe. And there was that interchange of relationship between the two cities. The higher class Mexican, Spanish people, French mixed up in there.
They mostly live in Matamoros?
Yes, and Brownsville had lots of Mexicans. Well, Brown, I think you could count about, I guess there were nine Mexicans to one, yeah, you know, just like it is here.
Who was that came down there? They came down here during the...
And there was a family, Eli. I wish you had a cousin, Malcolm Edinburgh. He was a school teacher. Who could have told you a lot? I can tell you something. He's this guy, Chapin Ramsey, call him. But he wrote. But anyway, they were colored people that came down during the Civil War. Get me? See? And now don't ask me, just like my father and a lot of Americans came down here. My father came up through Mexico. I never did tell you.
You mean he came here from through Mexico?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that.
What was that?
Oh, let me get about these colored people. And they were on the San Juan plantation. Eli had what do you call them, nigger wenches, I think that's what they call them. And he came from Louisiana, Mississippi. And I forget some of the other ones, Bill somebody. He was a black nigger and he stuttered. I can remember him. But anyway, Eli had somebody and
were they partially white?
Well, nigger Bill was as black as the bacon. And I don't remember about Eli except his pants were purple.